Further, in the choice of tourism distribution channel, how do you select, how do you choose? The tour operators need to assess carefully their channel by having due diligence on the following factors. They have to monitor. How would they create a good distribution channel? What are the factors and choice they have at their disposal? Cost. In distribution, the cost should not shoot, because that will make low profit more costing. So this includes consideration of the commission and costs involved in the distribution of the marketing material. I'll give an example here. Airlines, mostly IATA airline, especially key airline, have stopped giving commission. They are retained as distribution channel because they are IATA agent, accredited with the IATA license, and they are required to be the distribution channel for selling their airline ticket. But what they have done is they have said, no commission to you, zero. So how do they earn money? So they charge. They say, domestic flight, we will charge 100, example, 100, 200 rupees, 250 rupees. International reservation, we would charge 500 rupees. So cost is a very important element in distribution channel. Otherwise, when you filter down, the retention is very poor. That's why online companies who sell your consumer good only bear the shipment charges through courier company, even if your order is worth so much and above. If you order for 50 rupees certain thing, they will not absorb the shipment cost. That's a cost element that I'm identifying here. Further, the control. Specifically, the degree of control the operator wishes to have in the distribution of their product. Let's take an example. Selling directly ensures that information given to the potential customer is accurate, which may be particularly important for specialist tour operator. Yeah, accuracy is quite important, and that happened by retaining the control of the distribution channel. Many products that are distributed cannot be modified and altered unless you take permission from the controlling authority, the product that has been created by the. And it also has the choice in service element. What is that? The level and quality of service can be controlled if operators sell directly to their customer, whereas they have little control of the service provider when using a third party. So if the promoter is selling what is known as B2C, they have more control of specific itinerary. Like, for example, I will give the franchisee for McDonald's or KFC, Pizza Hut, when they distribute franchisee, they have control from anything, from the quality to even interior decor of that outlet. More control onto that. Airline giving their distribution channel the opportunity of handling passengers, checking them at the airport, have the control of the staff, including they having a business card of the airline as the distributor or GSA, what they call, general sales agent, and they call display, all have control onto it. They will have an Air India office, say in Prague. So if you walk into office of Air India, which is not Air India, but their distribution channel will have same identity that you would see possibly at Nariman Point. That's the control we talk about in the service that is being provided. And consumer, the target market and their preferences, resource commitment, how much support can they offer to travel agent and other retail intermediaries. Also in the choice of distribution channel, you have competitor's activity. How are competitive distribution their product? They are sitting in London. How are they selling their products in Mumbai? What is their control? What competitor is doing? You have to know that. And if you know that, even you come into market with certain approach that I just identified. Then coverage and access to market segment. The market is wide, big, travel and tourism, many corners, various point of sale. So can retailer access to potential customer more efficiently than the tour operator themselves, question mark? Maybe yes. Image, does the retailer support the image created by the tour operator? Like this as a brand, this is Thomas Cook. If someone takes a franchisee for Make My Trip or Yatra.com, they have an image. Can the retailer or a distribution channel retain the image? Will it not be altered? All this is the control element and the choice of tourism channel. Anything which is not according to the corporate identity in distribution channel, many a time their franchisee is taken away and they are no more as a distribution channel. If you go to bank ATM at Axis Bank, which is installed by Axis Bank, and you will have identity in their company's image. So these are the element of choice in tourism distribution channel. Global distribution channel system, which is known as GDS, is an automated form of distributing and network. It's an automated transaction between third parties and booking agents in order to provide travel-related services to the end consumer. This needs little understanding. Student, I'm going to share what GDS is. I'll explain with this example. Someone has a bank account in Bank of Baroda. This is just an example. Whereas Bank of Baroda, say in Thane, they have an ATM card which is issued by Bank of Baroda Thane. The person would like to withdraw cash while he or she is in Nariman Point. He goes to the ATM of Axis Bank at Nariman Point, uses his ATM card, get the money. Vending machine is Axis Bank, nothing to do with Bank of Baroda. How did this happen? This is called the role of GDS, the distribution system. The moment you put your ATM card into Axis Bank ATM through the internet and the linkage, your card would go step into from that system through internet into the bank account of the ATM card holder, and that is Bank of Baroda and Thane. The command that you put, I want to withdraw 2,000 rupees, the account electronically will look into your bank account if you have 2,000 rupees. If yes, they will allow withdrawal. The machine in Nariman Point, which is not belonging to Bank of Baroda, would dispense you with 2,000 rupees and debit your account with 2,000 rupees. This is how GDS work. This is required to promote as a distribution channel. I'll explain this now. A passenger walks into a travel agent and asking for seat to fly to London on British Airways. The travel agent is not British Airways, but a distribution channel. He is an IATA agent holding the ticket stock of British Airways. He listens to the passenger, meets his requirement, book a seat, and want to issue a ticket. The GDS first would peep into booking engine of British Airways. Search for the flight that your passenger is asking. take that seed out from their central reservation system and sell it to the travel agent where the traveler has visited through GDS. So GDS works as a distribution channel. The passenger has not gone to British Airways office. British Airways has not physically seen the passenger, but transmitted information through the global distribution system. And this is how the global distribution system works. So GDS is neither a seller, owner, nor a buyer. It sells on behalf of airline, and it sells on behalf of buyer through travel agents. And this is what is required. And we all know GDS are many. The most common are Galileo, Sabre, WorldSpan, to mention few. And they are all operational. They work as a global distribution system. These names I just announced refer to the GDS system prevailing in travel and tourism industry. The earlier example of ATM that I gave you would be connected with different bank. I'm not aware what that is called. Is there a specific name for that? But yes, travel agents using Galileo, WorldSpan, or Sabre. So GDS can link service, rates, and booking, consolidating products and services across three travel sectors where they are most active: airline reservation. So different airlines through their central reservation system have access through the GDS system for selling airline seats, hotels, car rental companies, and there are quite a good number of tour operators who are functioning in Europe and US. Some cruise liners have also entered, including car rental companies. All these can be booked through GDS system. And that's the global distribution system. Moving further, I just mentioned about this. Amadeus, Sabre, and Travelport are all public companies today. They have become public, which they were owned by earlier. There is another famous name, Sita. Today, these three are leaders in North America and Europe. In India, Galileo is very much popular. These are all distribution systems. Sabre is firstly used by American Airlines more. What Sabre is an abbreviated name. It's called Semi-Automated Business Reservation Environment. Semi-Automated Business Reservation Environment. Mind it, they haven't called it fully automated. They still claim to be semi-automated because of the development they were foreseeing when Sabre was to be launched, that it will grow much more. The automation has no limit. With gadgets coming up, with various programming happening, they were still calling it semi, because some element of physical touch, human action still remain. Certain things need to be called up, not fully automated. Okay, so these were some mention, how they function. I just now said Amadeus, Sabre, and Travelport. Since this write-up identifies most active in North America, from Indian perspective, many travel agents use Galileo. So what you do, what you need for GDS is an internet connection, software, signing up with the GDS system, and bingo. You can get connected with different airlines. You can make use of ticketing the passenger if you are an IATA and holding ticket stock that you can sell. You can pick up the fare that airline is promoting all through these Galileo, this distribution system. Revenue for all of them, from air bookings in particular, they earn huge margin by charging license fee. Now, what is the source of revenue for these GDS system? they charge fees to give that connection to a travel agent. They charge service fees and transaction fees for booking and access to the network. That's how the revenue is generated. Very much like Google and other web portals where you go in, you continuously keep seeing ads popping up, and that's what they make money. So GDS also has to make money because that is put into practice as a service. And when you avail the service through distribution channel, you have to pay price. So they charge you license fees, service fees, transaction fees, and so on. This is more needed attention. I cannot talk much onto this in this chapter since it needs a lot of talk and a physical explanation. But I've given you, I don't have that software to explain to you, but I've given you specific information. How does it function? Example here of travel distribution the travel industry uses. It's they go to supplier, which are airline, hotel, tour operator, travel agent, car rental company. Different agreements, GDS are signed up, which we saw. Then that is taken by travel agent, and then it moves and it goes to consumer. So steps involved into it. Mind it, GDS system are not necessarily only with travel agents. There are examples of GDS in various corporate, some hospitals, consulate, embassies, business houses apply for GDS system. Why? They may not have an access to ticket because you need IATA accreditation for that to have ticketing done through GDS system. But otherwise, for example, Ambani Group has 50,000 employees. They cannot go to a travel agent to discuss everything. So they have their own reservation system with travel background expert sitting and working. They have a connectivity through GDS. They will find out flight on 20th of December, Mumbai to London, how many flights are going, bing, bing, bing. And they get British Airways, Air India, Emirates via Dubai, Etihad via Abu Dhabi, Qatar Airways via Doha, Turkish Airlines via Istanbul, blah, blah, blah. And that is shared to the employee. They have their travel agents who hold accreditation of IATA license. I'm going into nitty-gritty of the work GDS distribution system, how does it function, and who keep them. As I said, not necessarily a travel agent alone. Big business corporate do have connectivity with GDS system. They have a department that deal with reservation and travel arrangement. Because you can't expect them to go to a travel agent or keep talking to them and get the information. They have their own internal travel department. And that's a possible opportunity for jobs. You can even join with groups, corporate, embassy, and use the knowledge of GDS and book for them. So example, I could say this has been picked up a slide from Skift, very well explained to you. So please go through that. I would be reading for you, so better you read and understand. I've given in great detail how does GDS work. Who installed this GDS? Not necessarily only the travel agent. There are many travel agents who are not IATA, but they are service providers. They have GDS system because you can get a lot of information, not only of airline, but car rental, hotel booking, and few tour operators. Some cruise liner, I was hearing, would also be joining. So everything gets automated as a distribution channel, and you book it. We are looking into understanding of different distribution channel. I've spoken at length how distribution system work in travel agency. Coming back further on to global distribution system, the main players still dominate the North American and European global travel market. We referred about this. Sabre is one of the travel industry's largest global distribution system, along with Amadeus and Travelport, which is a private. Travelport is a private, rest are public. Together, these three companies comprise 97% of all travel booking worldwide. You can imagine how much control they have, which they provide to central reservation of various airline booking engines. You can imagine what is the control on the business through this global distribution system, the importance of them. That's why they are in a position to charge you fees. Gone are the days when travel agent used to pick up a phone call and say, I want 2 seats for 10th of December on your flight, British Airways, 1, 2, 3, Mumbai to London. I'd like 10 o'clock flight. That was old time. Travel agent used to call. With the arrival of global distribution system, all those things have disappeared. No more waiting, no more calling, no more trying constantly the number, which is constantly busy. And right now, what you would have been seeing, that various telephonic networks are ready-made and built-in, press 1, press 2, press 1, press 3, and ultimately, if the system software does not understand you, you're thrown out of the system. Thank you, we cannot identify what exactly you want. Or all our customer sales agents are busy and you are thrown out from that network of calling. So GDS is your great support. Okay, some more slides. Sabre, Amadeus, Travelport, airline, how many of them are there? With Sabre, 420 airline. Amadeus has still bigger number of 490. Hotels, over 100,000. 1 million, almost 1 million, not 100,000, 1 million, over 10 lakhs. And likewise, Amadeus, 770,000. Travelport, 650. Car rental, 40,000 locations spread around the world. In Tokyo, in Japan, South Korea, Seoul, London, United Kingdom, or United States. All those are locations where you are looking for your car rental. 40 such locations. Mumbai, example, Mumbai would have 2 locations, 3 locations. All are there, not only as Mumbai. If they have an office in Santa Cruz, that will be a location. So like that, 40,000 plus location. There are more in Amadeus, 42,000. Cruise liners have also been there. I was referring it to you. 20 cruise liners have also gone and distributing their product through Amadeus, Travelport, or Sabre. And railways, you can imagine going through railway with this global distribution system. 50 railway companies, many of them are private. Unlike our country, where we have IRCTC or other portal which you use, which are again indirectly owned by government. IRCTC is a joint, but otherwise you go enter into Central Railways booking portal, which is very much controlled. Yeah, I would say yes, you have to have a lot of patience to book through these booking system of our railways. Okay, dear student, you are listening to the distribution channel. I was talking to you, giving plenty of information so that you thoroughly understand the importance of distribution channel in travel and tourism industry. What are the operational global distribution system that work in travel and tourism industry that take care of not only airline, cruise liner, tour operator, car rental company, and hotel. I enjoyed my talk to you. I thank you very much. I'm Professor Sheikh Rahmatullah.